Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, let's finish up with a Massey clip, and then we'll go back to the live hearing and Jim Jordan's questions. Go ahead.
And bought a 5-foot ladder. You have a credit card evidence of that. But it looks like on the scene there was a larger ladder that he might have used. Do you know which ladder he used to get to the roof? And do you have possession of that 5-foot ladder and the other ladder? And do you know how the taller ladder got to the scene?
So this whole business about the ladder is something we're drilling into more. We do have possession of the 5-foot ladder that he purchased close in time to his attempted assassination, that we've traced the purchase of that ladder from a receipt, a bloodied receipt that he had on him at the time his body was recovered on the roof. We do not yet know for sure how exactly he got up on the roof. We're looking at, you know, various forensic pieces to try to kind of piece that together. So more to come on that.
Do you know where the five-foot ladder was found?
11 days later, they don't know.
Near the roof, or was it still in his vehicle?
Neither. I don't have it in front of me, but I know that it was not. I know that it was not on scene, and I know that it was not in his vehicle.
They don't know where the ladder was.
We can circle back to you and
okay.
get to that.
We don't know where the ladder was. What are you doing? Where's the investigation?
Been in contact with somebody else before this occurred that may have had any prior knowledge or may have helped him plan this event?
Well, needless to say, that is a question that we're intensely focused on, because that would obviously be incredibly meaningful. So far, we have not found any evidence of any accomplices or co-conspirators, foreign or domestic.
And you're using geolocation data to see if his cell phone was near another cell phone, I presume?
Right. We're doing lots of different kinds of cellular analysis, geolocation stuff, looking at his accounts. He from everything we've seen,
I don't even believe that.
With what we've learned in interviews, you know, a lot of people describe him as a loner. That does kind of fit with what we're seeing in his devices. You know, his list of contacts, for example, is very short, you know, compared to what you would normally see from most people. So it doesn't appear to be a whole lot of interaction between him, you know, face-to-face or digital with a lot of people.
Okay, thank you.
That doesn't mean there's not any, and that's why we're drilling into. We're trying to talk to anybody who's had any engagement with him whatsoever, digital, you know, in person, classmates, coworkers,
right,
et cetera.
Appreciate
but
that.
But you have no information. I mean, who's running this investigation? Who's running this sham investigation? Who's running this pathetic excuse for an investigation? Yeah, we know that he purchased a 5-foot ladder that day. We have the bloody receipt. Well, where was the ladder? We don't know. What do you mean you don't know? What, did it just get up and crawl away? After you shot the would-be assassin in the head, did he move the ladder after that? Okay, we have 8 shots fired from the shooter on the roof. Okay, where did each of the 8 shots end up? What was the trajectory of those shots? Oh, we don't know. How do you not know that? That's 101. That's like one of the first things, if not the first thing, you investigate. He doesn't know. How many counter snipers were on the scene that day? Security has been a big question. How many counter snipers were on the scene that day? He doesn't know. How do you not know? We talked to the counter sniper that shot the would-be assassin that was on the roof. Oh, okay, well, what was his position that day? I don't know. How do you not know that? So, I mean, this is just ludicrous. This is either more incompetence or just a complete lack of care at all. Don't know where the ladder is. Don't know where the shots ended up. Don't know how many counter snipers. Don't know where the sniper was that took him out. Well, what the hell do you know? Don't know who he was in contact with. Don't know what apps he was using to contact people with encrypted messaging services. They just don't know anything. But it's an ongoing investigation. We're working on getting the information. No, the information should already be had and presented today to the American people. That's the purpose of this hearing. This is a joke. This is offensive. And somehow it's better than Kim Cheadle. Somehow he's performing better than Kim Cheadle, even though he gives us nothing.
This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs nitric mousse. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the nano silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, let's go back live to the hearing where Christopher Wray comes completely unprepared or unwilling to give us information.
Director, I'm still not clear in my mind. When did the counter-snipers, the good guys, when did they first get eyes on the bad guy, the would-be assassin? On the roof of the AGR building.
I'm not certain, but I'll take my best.
He doesn't know.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but did they have eyes on him before the local law enforcement was looking up on the roof and engaged with the bad guy shooter?
I don't know the answer to that. I will look into that and get back to you.
Doesn't know the answer, but they've been conducting an investigation and interviews, but he doesn't know anything.
We thought, from the briefings that Mr. Abbott gave us, Abate gave us, and the briefings you gave the Congress, that they did, but it wasn't clear from your testimony. So if you can get that answer to us, that would be helpful. I want to circle back just a third time, if I could, to the Iranian threat to President Trump and some others, former members of our government. The reason I want to go back to that, because we now know that the Secret Service and Homeland Security denied resources to President Trump's detail that they had asked for. And it seems to me, if that all happened after you guys knew about the Iran threat and had briefed the Secret Service on that real threat, that's an even bigger problem. And that's why I was trying to get that timeline down, when you knew about it and when you briefed the Secret Service on the Iranians' threat to kill President Trump.
So, again, I really want to be careful to both be accurate, but also not to kind of stray into any kind of classified information or confirm the existence of classified information. So let me see if there's a way for us to get back to you on that question. I understand why you're asking. It may be easier to answer than I think, but at the moment, in an open hearing, I'm not sure if I can see the right way to do that.
Fair enough. We'll expect answers to both those questions, and you can get back to this. That'd be great. Finally, anything else you want to tell us that we didn't ask? I mean, you came today and you told us some things that weren't even prompted by questions, and I just want to make sure if there's anything else you want to tell us regarding July 13th and what you've discovered. You know, now's the time.
Well, again, we're going to continue to engage with the Congress. I think we've covered a lot of the points that I really wanted to make sure that I got across, and just as I'm looking at my list, in one way or another, through the course of today's questioning, okay. I think we've gotten through most of it.
That concludes today's hearing. We thank our witness for appearing before the committee today. Without objection, all members will have 5 legislative days to submit additional written questions for the witness or additional materials for the record. Without objection, the hearing is adjourned.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so there you have it. You know, I mean, we got some crumbs from Christopher Wray. We got some crumbs, and that's about it. So it's more than Cheadle gave us, which was nothing. She completely starved us. Wray gave us some crumbs, but that's just pathetic. What an embarrassment. I'd say that's resignation worthy. Absolutely. He clearly did not come prepared or just does not care at all. Maybe both. And in fact, definitely both. When you come that unprepared, you just do not care. And see, this is the problem, ladies and gentlemen. We have to have a complete paradigm shift in this country. And the paradigm shift is that Christopher Wray is not the boss around here. Christopher Wray is in charge of the FBI, and that's it. He answers to Congress, who answers to us. This whole pecking order is out of line here. Christopher Wray thinks he's above Congress, and Congress thinks they're above us. It's the exact opposite. We're above Congress, and Congress is above the FBI. We have to have a completely new line of thinking. And for these Congress members to just sit up there and accept this is pathetic. And see, that's why I just sit here and I'm like, it just makes me want to get Trump in there even more, because obviously Trump is watching this and he has to be sitting there saying, what the hell is going on? They tried to blow my head off on live TV and nobody even cares? And I got Netanyahu coming in here getting royal treatment? Guarantee you they'd never let him get his head shut off. Guarantee you that. They made that perfectly clear. But damn well they would let it happen to Trump. And the FBI director doesn't even care enough to come prepared to the hearing. And the members of Congress don't even care enough to press him for answers or subpoena him for answers. Just shut it all down, man. If the FBI can't give you basic criminal investigation answers that they had access to within 48 hours of the scene of a murder, of the scene of a fatal shooting, then what are they good for? Secret Service can't stop an assassin. FBI can't give you basic answers. What are they good for? What are they good for? Maybe they're just behind the whole thing. Maybe that's what it is. And by the way, Christopher Wray demanded more money. Go figure. Here was the statement from Donald Trump just moments ago. I watched the congressional hearing today as Christopher Wray was asked the question whether or not he noticed any cognitive degeneration in his many conversations with crooked Joe Biden. And despite the fact that special counsel Robert Hur said effectively that Joe Biden is incompetent with little memory, etc., Wray said it is not something I observed during my interactions with him, which were uneventful and unremarkable, essentially stating that he found nothing wrong mentally or physically with Joe. He puts Joe in quotes. What's that about? If that is the case, Director Wray should resign immediately from the FBI and stop sweet-talking Congress every time he shows up, which he loves to do, because anybody can see that Joe Biden is cognitively and physically challenged. And if you can't see that, you sure as hell can't be running the FBI. Unless, that is, you want to illegally lead the raid on Mar-a-Lago. Wray has to resign, and now for lying to Congress. Just a disgusting display. Now, I'll tell you what. I want to move on from this right now. There is now body cam footage that was released from Senator Grassley. It's 3 minutes of body cam footage, and it really just gives us more questions than answers. I am not going to get into this body cam footage because I've already spent an hour on this hearing. I got a guest coming up in the third hour to talk about it. Maybe we'll play it later. But I have a guest coming on Friday who's an expert analyst on this body cam footage who's going to break it down and explain what's weird about it, what's normal about it, and then what it leads him to conclude. And I was speaking with him last night. So we'll have to do that Friday when he joins us. And this is a guy who's been in law enforcement. He knows the protocol for body cam footage and FOIA requests. He knows what things are supposed to look like, what they're not to look like. And so he's going to be joining us Friday to break that down. Boy, oh boy. All right, let's do this and get into the latest with Kamala Harris and then the craziness that was happening on the Capitol today with Lord Netanyahu, the owner of Congress, and then the protests outside. Before we do that, folks, we need to be on air. This is a very important election cycle, and InfoWars is a very important place to get imperative information dealing with this election cycle. Not just us on air with our hosts, but also our great guests, our great callers, and everything else. It's all part of the picture here at InfoWars. Very important to keep us on the air. We make it easy because we sell great products at InfoWarsStore.com, and right now there's a huge sale. It's the Save InfoWars Mega Sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm listening to the news this morning. I wake up, I turn on just a headline service, and it just reads headlines. And multiple headlines today were about how student athletes are now, their leading cause of health issues and death among student athletes is cardiovascular issues. And so you have all these states now that are forcing athletic teams to have a defib on scene when kids are practicing. Well, okay, we don't need to sit here and point out the anomaly that led to student athletes having cardiovascular problems. The clot shot, they call it a COVID vaccine, but okay. So now that's a problem. So you have to ask yourself, though, cardiovascular issues have always been a problem in America. Whether it's diet, whether it's vaccine, whatever it is, always been a major health concern. So what are you doing to address your cardiovascular health? What are you doing to address your blood health? Pretty important stuff. We have the answer. Nitric Boost, an incredible product endorsed by multiple doctors. It's not even a paid endorsement. They just call in or they come on as guests to talk about something else. And they say, hey, by the way, that product, Nitric Boost, is incredible for cardiovascular health. I do recommend it. It's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Hundreds of reviews, all five stars. Hundreds of reviews, all five stars. What are you doing for your cardiovascular health? We have the answer, Nitric Boost. I like VasoBeat Complete, an all-natural beet supplement. Everybody knows how healthy beets are. Maybe you don't want to eat beets. Maybe you don't like beets. Maybe you just don't eat beets. Well, that's the shortcut. VasoBeat Complete, InfoWarsStore.com. Also great for your heart health. Also 40% off right now. So support your cardiovascular health and support the InfoWar to keep us on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, the Save InfoWars Mega Sale happening now. By the way, the Secret Service has called on Donald Trump to stop having outdoor rallies. So stop having the rallies with 50,000 people, Donald. We can't afford those optics of you getting 50,000 people at a rally, and the Democrats, all they can do is fill a high school gymnasium if they're lucky. But then Trump had a rally today at an arena in North Carolina. I don't know. I guess it's probably going to be tonight. And 10 hours before the rally is supposed to start, and there's already a line of people outside the door, a mile long. A mile long. I mean, you can't even, this looks like a concert. It looks like a music festival crowd. This is before the rally. This is hours before the rally, hours before the doors open, folks. This doesn't exist on the American left. There is no other candidate that... I mean, look at that crowd. And they're all cheering because Kamala Harris got... Maybe, I mean, Kamala maybe got like 800 people at a high school gym today. I'll give her that. She got about 800, maybe 1,000 max. She might have cracked quadruple digits. She might have done it. Well, there, multiply that by 10, and that's how many people just wait in line to get into a Trump rally. Trump has rallies at massive hockey arenas and fills them to the brim. Kamala and the Democrats fill a high school gymnasium and think it's the greatest thing that they've ever done. All right. All right. Kamala Harris. I mean, I don't even know what to do about this. I got all these videos of Kamala, and it's just an embarrassment. But I have to say, and I was talking to Roger Stone. He's going to be on the show in the third hour. I know it's impossible not to point out how dumb Kamala is and just everything else that comes with it. Just the whole embarrassment that it is. But that's only going to help her. That's only going to help her. That's only going to make people want to vote for her more if she ends up being the nominee. And so it's all about her policies. But it's funny. Even Van Jones is admitting, he's like, what has happened here? To quote Van Jones, she went from cringe to cool in 24 hours. She is cringe. She's not brat. She is cringe. But that's what they did, is they twisted it. So she went from cringe to cool. No, she's still cringe. Nothing changed. The propaganda changed. The Democrat Party propaganda, the fake news, the funding, it all changed. She's still fully cringe. She is the cringe. She is the phony. And you have all these news networks saying, nobody said she was the border czar. That's not real. Like Axios, it's their own story. Axios writes a story saying the border czar narrative stuck because conservatives falsely labeled her the border czar. Except here's Axios saying she's the border czar, appointed by Biden as the border czar, Kamala Harris. Their own headline. Oh, Harris was never the border czar. Well, according to your own source, that's you, she was the border czar. So what is it? You're liars. That's what it is. It's pretty obvious. But it's also pretty obvious how they're going to run this. So now what's happening is all of these celebrities, they're all female, are doing TikTok videos and dance videos. And, you know, that's how they're promoting Kamala Harris. And I got all these examples. Musicians, actresses, they're doing dance videos. They're doing online promotion videos. So that's what the campaign strategy is. And who knows who's actually running this? I doubt it's Kamala. Maybe it's Obama. I doubt it's organic. It could be organic. It could be just they hate you and they hate Trump so much that they're just lining up behind Harris because they know it's going to drive you crazy and they know how cringe she is. So they're just doing it to drive you crazy. But all the female celebrities are now lining up and promoting Kamala Harris. So that's the angle they're going with is, you know, look at this singer. Look at this actress. Look over here at this chick. Look at this chick that does OnlyFans. And look at this chick that dances naked. And look at this chick over here. So that's their move to promote Kamala Harris. That's what they're going with. It's TikTok dance videos. And it's TikTok hashtags. And here's the problem. And this is why we have to focus on policy. And not insult her for how dumb she is or looks or whatever. It has to be about policy because, but this is what makes it even more cringe. So why do all these liberal women love Kamala? Is it because of her policies? Is it because of her success? No, it's literally because there's a trendy dance video that they like. Think about how dangerous that is. They will vote for somebody because they like a TikTok dance video. And that's what it is. And I'm just stunned. I'm just stunned. I'm just sitting here like, how do you not connect these two things? Crime increasing, gas prices increasing, energy prices increasing, the cost of living increasing, the interest rates increasing, the wide open borders. I mean, it's just like all of these negative things. How do you not connect these two things? They complain too. They complain about the prices. They complain about gas prices. They complain about the cost of living. All the same people that complain about that. Then they see a video of Kamala Harris dancing, and they're just overwhelmed. Oh, they have to support it. Look at how trendy it is. Look at that filter. Oh, my gosh, there's a filter. It's literally a cause celeb candidacy. It's literally a TikTok filter, TikTok dance move candidate. That's scary. That is scary. That you have I mean, it's hard not to insult these people, but let's just call it what it is. You have morons. You have absolute morons that will vote for somebody because they see a dance video on TikTok and they can't even make the connection about how policy impacts them. They can't even make the connection. They vote for somebody because of a trendy video. Hey, look, this isn't trendy videos on the internet. This is policy and politics and real power. And you're going to put somebody in charge because you saw a video on TikTok of her dancing with a filter that you liked? That's how dumb this has gotten. That's how dumb this has gotten. But maybe these kids should remember what Kamala Harris really thinks about them in clip number 8.
And it's a specific phase of life. Remember, age is more than a chronological fact. What else do we know about this population, 18 through 24? They are stupid. That is why we put them in dormitories. And they have a resident assistant. They make really bad decisions.
Yeah, she's not wrong. And the next bad decision they're going to make is voting for you. Isn't that ironic? 18 to 24-year-olds make bad decisions. Yeah, count me guilty. And guess what? The next bad decision they're going to make is to vote for Kamala Harris. They seem to make a lot of bad decisions, including voting Democrat. Maybe their worst decision, actually. Oh, but she's not the border czar. So when they tell you, because that's the policy. That's where they know they lose, is on policy. So when you point out that Kamala Harris was in charge of the border, a bad policy that everybody knows was a bad policy, they say, no, she was not in charge of the border. She wasn't the border czar. But here it is. Here's the very people telling you she was never the border czar, telling you she's the border czar.
Now, Vice President Kamala Harris is stepping into a new role, taking the lead on the immigration crisis.
In months of taking office, Vice President Harris was assigned the difficult task of the border, checking in with Central American governments and trying to get to the root causes of immigration problems in the United States.
It has been 91 days since President Biden named Harris as the administration's border czar. Republicans have heavily criticized her for not visiting the border since then, though she has made other trips to places like Guatemala.
As the border crisis escalates, President Biden is putting the vice president in charge.
When she speaks for me, doesn't have to check with me. She knows what she's doing.
The work will not be easy, but it is important work.
So there's your border czar. But she's not the border czar. They all said she was the border czar. Biden called her the border czar. No, she's not the border czar. So they can't win on policy, so they're going with trendy videos on social media. That's their move. Look, it's hard to combat it because they're ignoring policy. And they want you to go after her because of how dumb she is. And they want you to go after her for her low IQ, low intellect, irrelevant campaign strategy of just doing trendy TikTok videos. But it's like, that's their move. Well, how do you even respond to that? Oh, you're going to vote for Kamala Harris because you saw a cool filter of her dancing on TikTok? Well, I mean... What do you do? What are you supposed to do with somebody that's that stupid? What do you do with somebody that's that idiotic?
I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Had been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely doesn't even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor. who's been on with us for 8 months. He's giving you great advice, and silver's gone up, and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support of the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, let's switch lanes here into what's going on outside of the Capitol, outside of Union Station in D.C. Folks, this is insane. This is, you know, I'm just, there's no winning in here. Because inside of Congress, you have Netanyahu and Israel that owns our Congress, gets whatever the hell they want. So they're inside begging us, no, telling us to give them more money and support their wars. And then outside, you have the pro-Palestinian people burning American flags and now rioting and attacking police officers. I mean, brutally attacking police officers. But so it's ironic. In the hearing to try to figure out what the hell happened that led to an assassination attempt on Donald Trump, you have the Democrats claiming that it's the American right that are violent. You have the Democrats claiming it's Republicans that are causing political violence. Well, do you guys think these are Republicans or Democrats? I mean, let's be perfectly clear. There is a section of the American right that is sick and tired of Israel, but they don't go out in the streets and burn American flags and desecrate venerable objects. That's the left. And by the way, investigators have already tracked and traced many of these protesters came directly from Kamala Harris's rally last night on buses. So, yes, these are Democrats. Yes, these are leftist terrorists. Now, I don't support what Israel is doing. I'm no fan of Netanyahu. I don't like Israel owning our Congress. But how can I align myself with these people that are just outright terrorists? And I don't even engage in this false narrative of, oh, pro-Hamas and all the other Israeli propaganda. But this is disgusting. So, I mean, we're getting tag teamed like Kamala Harris after a red carpet event. You know what I'm saying? I mean, on one side, you've got them burning American flags, attacking police officers, desecrating venerable objects. And then on the other side, you got Israel that runs our Congress, owns our Congress, makes us fight their wars, die for their wars, and takes all our money. Where does America fit in here? So, okay, do I just show you all the footage of this? Now, think about it like this, too. How is it that these leftist protesters are able to engage in this today? How is it that they're able to completely destroy? I mean, folks, look at this. These are monuments they're destroying. They've completely desecrated Union Station. They're dancing on top of these monuments that they've already completely destroyed and desecrated. They're literally burning American flags, folks. Which, hey, look, I'm for free speech. Go ahead, burn an American flag. But where is the equal opportunity here? You put a skid mark on a gay pride flag, and they put you in jail. You burn a Black Lives Matter flag, and they put you in jail. They literally tore down the American flag at Union Station and put up a Palestinian flag. Sorry, I'm not with you. That's government property. Where are the charges going to be? That's desecration of a venerable object. Where are the charges going to be? The Democrats multiple times said that there were nooses. They had nooses on January 6th to hang us. They had nooses. Even Ray had to say that that was a lie. Even Chris Ray said that there were no nooses. And then these are their people. And by the way, how many infiltrators do you think are in these groups? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. How many infiltrators do you think are in these groups for political reasons to win support for their side? Oh, yeah. How easy is it for that to happen? But again, how is it that they're able to get... I mean, folks, there is nothing. That nothing stopped them today from completely running roughshod and rioting in D.C. Nothing. And then when a few cops finally showed up, they got beaten up. Literally dragged around like ragdolls because they were outnumbered 1,000 to 1. Why? Why was this able to happen? Because Netanyahu is the most important person on earth to Speaker Mike Johnson. Because Benjamin Netanyahu is the king of U.S. Congress. Because Israel owns our politicians. So all the security force was protecting Netanyahu today. And let the rest of D.C. burn. And then when the cops try to arrest the violent offenders, they get attacked by the mob. Folks, this is bad. This is dangerous. I'm telling you right now, this could escalate and get bad fast. And look out, if this descends on Chicago in August, it's going to be worse. If this descends on Chicago in August, it's going to be worse. Now, they're not going to have the situation of King Netanyahu getting all the security force, so they might not be able to do this like they were today in D.C. I can't believe what a setup this is. And all of these anti-Israel people just fell right into the trap. All you've done is gain more support for Israel. All you've done is gain unlimited money and support for Israel. And I bet you there's Mossad agents and Israel agents in that crowd running the whole thing.
You absolute fools. Look at how you've been played. They stood down security so that Netanyahu, so nobody could harm a hair on Netanyahu's head. By the way, Speaker Johnson threatened to arrest anybody if they dared disrupt Netanyahu. What happened to the First Amendment? I guess Speaker Johnson violated his oath to the Constitution, or threatened to. Nobody dared disrupt Netanyahu. Nobody dared harm a hair on his head. And that's good. But he's more important than Donald Trump. We let Donald Trump take a bullet to the head, but not Netanyahu. We'll make sure that doesn't happen. He's more important than Donald Trump. Netanyahu is king of our Congress. They made that quite clear today. So there you go. So we distract all the police, all the security. They go in to protect King Netanyahu. And then nobody's there to stop the leftist rioters. And they burn and they loot and they attack police officers and they desecrate venerable objects. And nobody's there to stop them. How perfect. What a perfect setup. And they just went right in for it because they're so easy to control, because they're so easy to predict. But here's what I'm saying. If they get this attitude, and again, I don't know if it'll be so easy in Chicago. There was no security to stop them today. But if they get this attitude of mob mentality, that if law enforcement tries to stop us, we're just going to attack them, we're reaching a whole new ballgame. We're reaching a whole new ballgame, and we started to see that happening today. So they care more about Netanyahu and Israel than they do about America. Couldn't be more obvious. They let these people destroy Washington, D.C. so that Netanyahu could have extra protection, extra security. They put up barricades. They put up fences. They even brought in hundreds of police officers from the New York Police Department, all for Netanyahu, all for the Prime Minister of Israel, so that he could come here and tell us that we have to give him money and support Israel's wars. Trump didn't get this security. Trump doesn't get this security. Nobody gets this security. Only Netanyahu gets this security. I mean, folks, this is ridiculous. So that's, I mean, this tells, today tells such a story. There's one, there's the one side of what Israel is doing in the Gaza Strip, what Israel is doing to the Palestinians, what Israel did to their own people. And then there's the other story of Israel owns our Congress, and our Congress cares more about Netanyahu than they do about President Trump. They care more about Israel than they do about Washington, D.C. So that's the message, loud and clear today. Where does America fit into all this? Do we get anything?
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline, it's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
Bill Gates up through that little chicken dick. You know how he walked, like a demonic elf. Hey, Bill Gates. And Angelina Jolie going, children.
Hi, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm Piers Morgan. Ever seen a Cellini? My name's Glenn Beck.
That's Hillary. Hold on, I'm Gary Johnson.
Hi, this is Barack Obama without my teleprompter. I was raised by the Ford Foundation and Carnegie Endowment.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you? I'm Bernie Sanders.
Chris Hayes has glasses like he's a little smart guy.
Rachel Maddow.
Thank you, Satan, for all your love. Signed, Sheryl Sandberg.
Job of the Hutt.
I'm the Amazing Randy.
I am Optimus Prime.
I am William F. Buckley of the Sun.
Visit InfoWarsStore.com today and be the reason we're still on the air.
All right, folks, BrainForce Ultra is back in stock. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Before I started working here at InfoWars, I didn't believe that supplements really worked. I thought these were just products that people consumed for peace of mind and that our body would flush them out. But one of the first products I ever took was BrainForce Plus, which is the capsule version of BrainForce Ultra. And this is actually more powerful than BrainForce Plus. But the first time I ever took BrainForce Plus, I noticed within 20 minutes that I had a change in my state of mind. And ever since then, I believed in our products and I believed in supplementation as an important part of health. So BrainForce Ultra is particularly special because it's a more potent and convenient form than BrainForce Plus. Now, it's not only going to help you with enhanced cognitive function, focus, but it also is going to help you with increased energy levels. We know that the formula includes yerba mate leaf and green tea leaves, both of which contain natural caffeine and polyphenols. These components provide a sustained energy boost without the crash. Ashwagandha root and ginkgo leaf are included for their adaptogenic and antioxidant properties. Not only will this product help enhance mental clarity and focus, enhance energy levels, but it will do so in a way that reduces stress so you don't feel the anxiety associated with too much caffeine, energy drinks, perhaps like an Adderall or a nicotine. These are all great reasons to buy BrainForce Ultra from InfoWarsStore.com. But perhaps the best reason to get this product, BrainForce Ultra, from InfoWarsStore.com is because by buying products from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep InfoWars on the air. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that there's a war on for your mind, that the globalists and transhumanists and the New World Order are trying to conglomerate all political power so they can subjugate humanity for the indefinite future. But we're not going to let that happen because we're going to do things like go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to get BrainForce Ultra. We're going to fight and win the war that is on for our minds, all while keeping InfoWars on the air. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now, get BrainForce Ultra, and be the reason we are still on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Is sitting at home trying to figure out how they're going to pay a grocery bill or an energy bill or a mortgage payment or a car payment. And President Trump takes a bullet to the head, but Netanyahu gets the most advanced security you've ever seen in the history of this country. Now, they had huge organizations involved in these protests today. We shall see if this thing cools down or if it goes into the night and gets worse. But, I mean, this is worse. I mean, that's worse than January 6th, by far. By far, that's worse than January 6th. But they'll just ignore it. They'll pretend like it didn't happen. And I wish these people could coherently and cogently explain their issues with Netanyahu and Israel instead of behaving like animals and being tricked into rioting. And even when they get the opportunity, Fox News actually gave one of the protesters an opportunity to state her piece. And she couldn't even do it without sounding like a wild banshee, even though everything she says is true. But she comes off like a wild banshee, so nobody's really going to hear what she said in clip 21.
I will, John, but are you saying you would support Hamas?
Are you saying you support genocide? What does Hamas have to do with 20,000 babies and children massacred and butchered? Women and families, 400 universities flattened, schools flattened, hospitals flattened, thousands of hospital workers murdered. Do you think that has anything to do with Hamas or humanity? It's human rights for human rights,
and
not
what,
Hamas.
What about the hostages? What do you say about the hostages that have been killed in camp?
On October 7th, most of those people were killed by Israeli forces using the Hannibal directives. Hello, wake up.
All right, so that's obviously not been proven to be the case, but the protesters are getting very passionate out here. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. As we take another look.
So actually, everything she said is true. I actually don't disagree with anything that she screamed and shouted like a wild banshee into, I believe that's Griff something from Fox. I forget his name. It's Griff something. So I would say that she's mostly accurate, if not totally accurate, in everything she said. But because she comes off like a screaming wild hyena, nobody's going to hear it, and everybody's going to think she's a psychotic maniac. So again, I'm sorry. I'm more concerned about it looks like there was a direct stand down, and maybe government bureaucracies wanted Donald Trump killed at a rally he had in Pennsylvania. I'm a little more concerned about that. I'm sorry, as Israel is taking our money, Netanyahu getting the most advanced security, and you're out in the streets rioting for Palestine. I'm sorry. I'm more concerned that we have a cover-up of a very strange wildfire in Maui. We have a cover-up of something that happened in East Palestine, Ohio. And by the way, the average American is living paycheck to paycheck and just hoping they can make it next month. And this is what I have to deal with, and this is what America has to deal with. We are intentionally being sabotaged, ladies and gentlemen. It could not be more obvious. And when I see stuff like this, look, I don't care if you're pro-Israel or anti-Israel. This is disgusting from Senator Marsha Blackburn, who, by the way, has gotten $500,000 from AIPAC. She says yesterday, the U.S. must always defend Israel. We can't even defend our own southern border, Senator. The U.S. must always defend Israel. Let's say Israel just decided to nuke five countries tomorrow. Should we always defend Israel then? Let's say the IDF decided they were just going to start raping Palestinian women and children. Should we defend Israel then too? The U.S. must always defend Israel. Disgusting rhetoric from a U.S. senator. Go live in Israel then. Go pick up a rifle. Go put on a bulletproof helmet. And go defend Israel with the $500,000 you got from AIPAC. You make me sick. You're a traitor. There's no other way to put it. Donald Trump makes an interesting move. By the way, Netanyahu will not be meeting with Biden or Harris. Instead, he will be meeting with Donald Trump. And ahead of that meeting, Donald Trump plays a power move. He gets a message from the president of the state of Palestine. Now, this is interesting. Notice the phrasing at the beginning of this letter from Mahmoud Abbas. Your Excellency, he says to Donald Trump, Your Excellency. And then Mike Johnson calls Netanyahu Your Excellency. He was probably told to say that by Netanyahu. I bet not Netanyahu said, You will introduce me as Your Excellency. As pushback for Trump being called Your Excellency in this letter from the president of the state of Palestine. That's what happened with that. And Speaker Johnson did it. He just, oh, of course, Netanyahu. Oh, yes. Just keep the AIPAC checks coming. So from the president of the state of Palestine to Donald Trump, Your Excellency, it is with grave concern that I have received news and later on watched footage of your attempted assassination. Acts of violence must not have a place in a world of law and order. Respect for the other with tolerance and valuing of human life is what must prevail. Despicable acts of attempted or successful assassinations are acts of weakness with failed understanding of peaceful measures to resolve conflicts. Differences must be resolved through communication with freedom of expression. Our thoughts are also with the families of those who lost their life and were injured. Wishing you strength and safety. Donald Trump signed it. Mahmoud, so nice. Thank you. Everything will be good. Best wishes, Donald Trump. That angered Netanyahu. That angered him so much, and he was so jealous that he demanded Mike Johnson call him Excellency in his introduction today. And like a good little boy, Mike Johnson did it. Just said, keep those AIPAC checks coming. And I'll do whatever you want, Netanyahu. Anything you need, I'm here for you. Can he secure the border? Nah. Can he get questions on what led to the assassination of Donald Trump answered? Nope. Can he do anything to stop the horrible policies of the Biden administration? Not a chance. But anything Netanyahu needs, Speaker Johnson is there. And he made that loud and clear, didn't he? By the way, when they tell you Kamala Harris is the black candidate, she's the candidate for black people, remember the move that they pulled when she was Biden's vice president, when they needed the Indian American vote. Remember what they did then? Clip 11.
To the people of India and to Indian Americans all across the United States, I want to wish you a happy Indian Independence Day. On August 15, 1947, men and women all over India rejoiced in the declaration of the independence of the country of India. Today, on August 15, 2020, I stand before you as the first candidate for Vice President of the United States of South Asian descent.
Oh,
so I hope you celebrate today. And then tomorrow, I hope you join me in getting to work. Thank you, and happy Independence Day.
So when Democrats need the Asian vote, she's Asian. When Democrats need the black vote, she's black. It's fun. Isn't it fun to be a Democrat? By the way, Black Lives Matter is not buying this, and those are the same people out there protesting for Palestine, by the way. Here's a Black Lives Matter protester calling out the fraud that is Kamala Harris in clip 7.
So you guys were on top of cars in 2020 screaming Black Lives Matter, only to be voting in a cop in 2024. That is peak cringe, okay? Kamala Harris had a history and a reputation for being tough on crime. She specifically targeted black and brown households. She put so many black and brown people behind bars. Under her truancy law, black and brown parents had life-altering criminal records, faced financial burdens because of her truancy laws. That is who you guys are putting your vote behind after doing all that protesting for Black Lives Matter in 2020. Speechless. I'm speechless.
This is how we defeat Kamala Harris. She was the border czar. She ran as an Asian American. She is a cop that put black and brown people in prison. That's how we defeat her, folks. This is the message that people need to hear loud and clear.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWars.
InfoWarsStore.com and get it now, because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in BrainForce Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.